Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 20th of December. I'm Paul White. Recently, I had some people at my home on a Sunday morning. We filled up our living room with our friends from around the Southern California area. We sat and shared testimonies, prayed over one another, shared the communion meal, and I shared a word that I felt the Lord had given me from the Bible, and I record these incidents at least audio, and that's what I did in this particular meeting. This meeting actually yielded several different things. Today, I want to air for you about a six-minute clip where someone, and we'll skip them asking, so there's not a lot, no ambient sound issues, but someone asks about fasting, and a member of their family or a friend of theirs is getting involved in fasting with their church group, and this person was just wondering why and how we might be able to help this individual to understand whether or not this is necessary. And so I go into I think we go about 6 minutes talking about this and take it from a couple of different angles. I thought my podcast audience might enjoy that answer and that exchange. Then tomorrow we will start another segment from that meeting where I do share from the Word. And so this is going to be a fun next few days because we'll do this topic, we'll do the Word, sharing from the Word, and then we're going to share the communion meal that we shared with that group. We'll share it with you. And I think a great way to get us up closer to the Christmas holiday. And so enjoy today's podcast, and we'll just go right out from the end, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless. It's a troubling mindset that has settled into the hearts of most believers, that there is such a disconnect between the heart of the Father and their own heart, that the only way to convince the heart of the Father that this wicked me is worthy is to prove it. Yeah. And we prove it through the lens of the world. What would I have to do at work to prove to my boss that I deserve a raise? What would I have to do for my country to prove that I'm patriotic? What would I have to do for you to prove that I love you? So we take that to God. Yeah. And we transplant this dimension into a finished work dimension, which is always not compatible. I told someone this week, it's funny you mentioned fasting, and someone brought this up to me this week, and my response was, the worst thing that can happen to a believer walking in the Spirit is to have a little bit of success through the arm of the flesh. Because the moment that you make a connection that your flesh has influenced what just happened to you, you will grab that and run with it and push it. In the most primitive way, take the Native Americans on the plains of Kansas 5,000 years ago, doing a rain dance so that it will rain, and it doesn't rain. So they do another rain dance, and they sacrifice a bull, and it doesn't rain. So they do another rain dance, and they kill 5 bulls, and it rains. And you go, there's the one. So what happens, and we look at that now, we look back on that with the Mayans are sacrificing their kids for the same thing, and we look at it and go, that's stupid and primitive, and they were so ignorant. They were simply responding to what we would call coincidence. In the spirit realm, let's call it this, they were responding to the arm of the flesh. They did something naturally, and they got what they perceived to be a supernatural payout. It was a natural payout, but they got, and so they become convinced that their arm did it. Now, let's make it biblical, because this is old as time. Abraham receives a promise from God that I will give you a seed. You're 90 years old, I'm going to give you a child. You're 100, your wife's 90, I'm going to give you a child. And you're going to, through him, the nations of the earth is going to be blessed. And Abraham looks at his wife and says, well, this isn't going to happen. She's too old. She's already past the year. This is what the Bible says. She's past the age of childbearing. So she can't have kids. But there's this, 19, 20-year-old Hagar over here who can have kids. And if my wife signs off on it, that's kind of the same thing. And through the arm of the flesh, 9 months later, we have an Ishmael. And it so convinces Abraham that he has the heart of God, because that's his kid. And God closes the heavens in silence for about a decade and a half, and Abraham hears nothing. And I wonder if during those decade and a half, Abraham thought he had nailed it. You know, I got the kid I need. And then God shows back up and says, this wasn't him. This is why you got some of the stress you've got. This is why you have the problems that you have. This is why Sarah hates Hagar and resents Ishmael. Have you wondered about your internal strife that you're going through? It's all this performance that you've done for me. This is never what I wanted for you. And that's why I say one of the worst things that can happen is you fast 3 days and then you go to church and you feel a perceived move of God and you walk away and go, I did it. Yeah. 3 days. And the move of God has nothing to do with your fasting. It's like it was going to rain on that third day in Kansas 5,000 years ago, whether you danced or not. God was going to move because he favors his children. And there might have been someone there who desperately needed to hear that word from God that day that had nothing to do with you praying it in, but God loves them enough that he gives it. And you get to be this recipient of something that you slept with Hagar to get. And you walk into these areas of stress in your spirit, man, that you never really recover from. Without a revolution, without born again, you know, without being a new creation all over. So how do we get around it is just to continue. Sometimes you just got to let people go into it and do their thing. And sometimes you've got to let Samson get his hair cut off. He has 7 locks of hair. He has 7 locks of hair, and 7's God's number of rest. The Bible makes it very clear that he has 7 of them. And he lays his head in Delilah's lap, and they cut them all off. And when he wakes up, his power's gone and his eyes are gouged out. And he spends the rest of his life grinding corn in a mill house, walking in a circle. And that's where a lot of believers are. They've had their rest cut off. They've listened to the system of the world on how to make it. And they're just crunching someone else's corn in the church. There's people today that are going to walk into church and they're going to hear sermons on what you're not doing and what you need to do and they're going to pay for the privilege to walk out with their eyes gouged out, their rest cut off, and grinding someone else's corn. Building someone else's vision. Building someone else's dream with no real rest in their spirit. And that's a tragedy. That's a tragedy.